Okay, let's get started to our discussion today on the topic of Lo Sasur. Again, this is a very large topic. We will touch on a number of items, hopefully a number of the major items that are discussed in this regard. And it comes out from our Gemara in Maseches Erechin, which Arachin, I should say, which seems to be the more correct pronunciation of Arachin, as in Eder Adarim, Erech Arachin, says the Gemara that we had on yesterday's daf. The Gemara spoke about how when the Chachamim make the Rosh Chodashim and how many Ubers they have in every year and how many Chasers they have in every year, they have to make sure, the Gemara said, that you can't have Rosh Hashanah too far away from the Molad of Tishrei. Because if you do that, Maranani Achar Rabbanan. People are going to start questioning the rabbis, but the Molad was 3 days later and Rosh Hashanah was here and the Chulu, so they're going to start questioning. We quoted then the various Gemaras, the Gemara in Brachas Yutes, that the Gemara says there that they put somebody in Chayrim who doubted the words of Shmaya Vavtalion. So that could be a jumping point for us to talk about just the koch of the Rabbanan in general and the authority that they have and the belief that we have to have in them. So we're not going to focus so much on the belief, the Emunas Chacham and the Das Torah elements, but on the other side, what gives them the authority. So it's interesting, we'll start off actually with a Gemara that's not in your packet, and then we'll get everything in the packet. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed. The Gemara in Reb Elazar, the first Daf in Reb Elazar de Mila, where the Gemara has the Mishnah has a machlokas there about, everybody agrees that if it's a Mila Bismana, then you do it on Shabbos. The actual Mila is Docha Shabbos. What about the Machshire Mila? The preparatory stages, the bringing the knife, the creating the knife, all the preparatory stages of Mila, are they Docha Shabbos? That is a machlokas between Reb Elazar and the Rabbanan. Third line of the Mishnah, on top, the Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Karsim Eitzim Lasos Pachamim Lasos Barzel. I'm allowed to chop wood in order to make coals, in order to heat iron, in order to make a knife. All on Shabbos. Machshirei Mila are also Docha Shabbos, based on Psukim. Klalam, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva argues, Kol Malacha she'efshel asos me'erav Shabbos eina Docha Shabbos, any Malacha that be done beforehand cannot be Docha Shabbos, v'she'efshel asos me'erav Shabbos Docha Shabbos, and anything that cannot be done before Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. So this is the Machlokas about Machshirei Mila. But the Gemara quotes fascinating stories. Go to the fourth wide line now, Tana Rabbanan. Bimkom Moshe Rabbi Eliezer, in the city of Rabbi Eliezer, Hayu Karsin Eitzim, Lasos Bachamim, Lasos Barzel B'Shabbos. They used to do this to show that he was right. And that this was their minog. They used to, or if they didn't have it, they used to cut wood. And B'mkabosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hayu Ochlin, Basar Of B'Chalav. In Rabbi Yossi Aglili's town, in his town, it was never accepted the Isser Drabbanan of chicken cheeseburgers, Basar Of B'Chalav. And therefore, they used to eat Basar Of chicken in milk. The Chulus, you have these stories in the Gemara. So one second. Don't we have the Rabbanan made an enactment, made a law? So how could the we don't know what even the Lo Sasur is yet. But let's say, we'll see in a second what the source is. But don't we believe that the Rabbanan have the power to make a law and that's binding upon all of Klal Yisrael? So how here, the town of Reb Elazar, the town of Yosef Lili, they can follow whatever they want to do? So even before we get into the whole topic, you just have to point out that this topic starts once there is an accepted practice in Klal Yisrael. But the Ritva there, on that Gemara, quotes the Ravid on the first page, Delahachi Maisi Acha Hai Uvda, the Gemara brings this Raya, Lahodiacha Hashem, to teach us, Lahodiacha Haschar, should be, Shenosi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akiyam Lavda Lo Sasur. It's just the opposite of what you think. They, the Talmidim, the people of these towns, are following their Rabbanan. Dekivan Rabbi Eliezer ra'i laho ra'ahaya, v'chozman shalo nifsaka halacha, rasha lasos kedivrei atzman. This Gemara is in a pre-Shulchan Aruch world. In a pre-Shulchan Aruch world that everybody follows their own Rav. And as long as their Rav is, as the Ravid says, a ra'i laho ra'ah, right, if everybody who's ra'i lahara, appropriate the pasuk says one way, and there's somebody that's ain't a ra'i lahara says the other way, you can't go like that person. But this Gemara, says the Ravid, no, is exactly lo sasur. It's just that, lo sasur. The mitzvah of following the Rabbanan took on a different status in the 1500s. Before the 1500s, it went by whatever wrote of the community. And you could do something in Pumbedisa, and something in Sura, and something in Nahar Da, depending on the Rav. A lot of times you find in the Gemara, different groups of people do different things. The Talmid of Beisham, Talmid of Beis Hillel. Up until the Shulchan Aruch came along. So that's what the Ravid says. These Gemaras that sometimes you see, as long as there is a Bar Samcha, somebody who is Roy Lahora, so then that is appropriate. So now let's go. Yeah.
Determine whether someone is Roy Lahora.
So how is that determined? How is that determined who is Roy Lahora? That's a good question. If you want to look for a moment, look at page 5 for a moment. Rav Schechter quotes a Nefesh HaRav that he heard from the Rav when they were learning Masechta Sanhedrin in the yeshiva. The Mayazlina Basaruba Lifsok Kibes Hillel Neged Beishamai. We paskin, the Gemara says, like Beis Hillel over Beishamai, even though Beishamai were sharper, the Chadaditvei. Hani Mili, when do you go by the Rove? When do you go by the majority? Hani Mili, Kshechacham and Bali Machloka, Shayacham, Lachalapachos, Lauso Sug Belimud. If they're in the same league, then you can say Hochanacha Harov. And we can apply that. If there's a Machlokas, you could follow a certain person if there is no majority. But if they're not in the same league, you're not going to say you go by the minor leaguers if there are major leaguers that say something. Right? You're not going to say that. Similar idea said Rav Al-Khanan, I think it was Rav Al-Khanan, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, I don't remember who, just thought of it now, said that somebody was caved, I think Rav Al-Khanan quotes Rav Yonasan Ibishitz in one of the Ma'amarim, and he says, somebody was caved him, it says, you guys follow the Rove, right? Hochanach HaRove. So Rove of the world says, there's no such thing as God. Right? So you have to follow us. So Rav Yonasan Ibishitz says, no, that's only where there's a suffix. If there's no suffix, then there's no, you don't go by, you don't need a majority if there's no suffix. Anyway. So, anyways, back to the story. So, Rav Soloveitchik quoted that you only follow the Rov if they're in the same league. And as a mashal, Rav Chaim said in Yiddish, the Rav said in Yiddish, that if my grandfather said, gave his das about something, and all the Chavis Adatar Rabbanim gave their das, of course you'd go by it like Rav Chaim, quoted the Rav. Because, different league. Okay, that's what they say about Rav Chaim Moser. Rav Chaim Moser said that, about that, like the Kuzari's levels of Domeim Tzomea Chaim Medaber Rav Chaim. Right, he's a different Bria. Okay, wonderful. Anyway, that's in terms of the leagues, but I just wanted to start off with that Ritva, in the name of the Ravid, in Shabbos Kuflamid, that the topic that we're going to talk about really took on a different, and what we're used to, that type of idea, once the Shulchan Aruch came along. Again, we paskin like the Takana of Basar of Bachalav. We paskin like the Isra of taking medicine on Shabbos. But all of those, if there was somebody pre-Shulchan Aruch, if there was a Rishon, if there was that said something, so then maybe one could rely on it. But now, if the Shulchan Aruch says something and the Ramah doesn't argue, and there's a Das Yachid of a Rishon, generally we don't rely on that. Unless the Vilna Gaon brings him in and somebody's telling me the Agra, they only follow the Agra. Anyway, this is just background. So now let's get into the main discussion. What is Lo Sasur? What is Lo Sasur? The basis, the root, the structure of the shiur is going to be seeing the psukim, defining the principle, seeing a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and then trying to delve into each of these shitos, what are the problems with the Rambam and what are the problems with the Ramban, and try to answer. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Says the Torah in Parsha Shoftim, back on page 2. If there is something hidden from you, you don't know what to do, and there's a problem of between dam ladam, din ladin, nega la nega, which the Gra says is all six parts of Torah, tamei, tahar, mutter, asur, chayiv, zakai, or the six parts, the Gra says right here in Aderes Eliyahu, divrei rivos bisharecha, there's a fight, v'kantav alisa, l'makam, v'shivcha, shavakecha, bo, you should go to the place where Hashem shows, go to the Beis HaMikdash, where there is a Sanhedrin. Ubasa, elakonim, alavim, alashovet, asheyeh, b'yamim, ahim, v'darashta, v'higidu lecha, izdvar ha-mishpat, go to them and they'll answer your questions. Now, the following we have an asay and a los asay. We're not going to do Tommy and mitzvahs tonight. We're going to focus on the Rambam Ramban. Hopefully in mitzvah shir in a couple of years, whenever it is, we'll get to los asar. Hopefully not so long, but take it day by day. You will do as they say. You'll guard everything that they pass into you. Based on the Torah and the law, you shall do. Lo sasur min adavar sheyegidu l'cha yaminu smol. Do not swerve or turn from what they tell you right or left. So it's an asay and a los asay. Listen to them, don't turn. Whoever does not listen to them, umesa ishahu. Right, that's the parsha of Zakin Mamre, specifically, not just anybody, umesa ishahu, specifically in that context. Again, what does he mean, small, right or left? So the Ramban explains, even though Chazal seemed to say that they tell you your right foot is your left foot, vice versa, it really means that you think that what they're telling you is your right foot is your left foot. But it's just that I have to believe that I might not realize it. Okay, which is a separate topic in terms of the infallibility, and we don't believe in the infallibility of the Rabbanim. But again, anyway, this is the topic of Los Asher. So the basis of our shiur tonight will be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam tells us clearly, in at least two places, the Rambam now on page 6, the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam tells us, you see the first two mitzvahs in the Koteret, La'asos apia Torah, she'yomru lanu bezen agadol, she'lo losar midivrehem, and not to turn, the asay and the losasay. Very interesting, just not our topic tonight. What does the Rambam put in Hilchos Mamrim? The laws of rebels. What does he put? So these first two, rebelling against Rebbeim. What are the next ones? Lo Baltosif and Baltigra, he puts in here. So you might say, well, where else should Baltosif and Baltigra be? So it could be in Hilchos Yesodia Torah. It could be in Hilchos, I don't know, others you could think, Hilchos Tshuva, yes, some issue Hilchos Tshuva about people who don't believe in the Torah, they deny certain mitzvahs. There are other places, but he really puts it in here. Baltosi, the Lotzasser, Asi and Lotzase, Baltosi and Baltigra, and all the halachas about Kibbut Avaim. That's what he puts here. Right, keeping the mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim, and the Isurim of cursing and hitting, and the fearing, and Betzor Mora. All of those halachas, that's the godless of the Rambam. We have Hilchos Mamrim, so like, oh yeah, it fits in. But the Rambam took all of these halachas from different areas in the world. He was the organizer. He took all of Shas. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the first organizer, let's say, of Torah Sheval Peh. But after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he put it together. Then the Rambam was one of the first who took everything and created areas of halacha. He created something called Hilchos Mamrim, Hilchos Shechinim, right? The Mada. He created all of the hafla. Which he puts together, Erechin and Nezirus and Shavuos and Nedarim. Right, he put all of them together. Anyway, so the Rambam here in Hilchos Mamrim says, Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim, Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh. Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim is the source of Torah Shebal Peh. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. Right, that's where it comes from. That is the source of it. Believing in them as a mitzvah zaseh. Skip two lines, V'chalamamin, B'moshe Rabbeinu, U'v'saraso, Chayev Lismoch, Maisa Hadas, Aleihem, U'lisha'in Aleihem. Anyone who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah has to rely on them. Call me She'eino Oseh Behorasan. If anybody does not listen to the Bezdin, over below zaseh. This is the sheet of the Rambam. So we're going to have to talk about that. It might sound that way. If somebody does not listen, they violate a losa. They shem a losa. Min adavash yagidu lochat. Does that mean only the Bezdin of Yerushalayim? We'll see. They lokan alavzeh. Bevnei sheditam lasaros mitzvah Bezdin. Okay, you don't get malchus. Shekav. But now he says shekal chacham shemor al davarim mitzvahs abechenek. Echad dvarim shalom dozam mipi ashmuav ehin torah shval peh. Whether what it is regarding something that they tell you to do, darshening the Torah, the echad dvarim shalom do or mipi ashmuav, not darshening what they have misora, the echad dvarim shalom dozam mipi daitan ba'achas ben amidos or dirty reshes b'hen, or they use one of the yigabal midos. The echad dvarim shalom siyag la Torah, even in Issa d'Rabbanan. Siyag la Torah, ulufi masha shad tzricha, veim gzeris takanos v'hamin hagos. Even a minug. Bekal echad ve'echad mishlosha dvarim elu, mitzvahs asei lishmua lahen. It's a mitzvah asei to listen to all the laws that they create. V'yover alachas mehen, over v'los asei. That is the Isra of Los Asser. This is the famous sheet of the Rambam that it seems to say violating an Isra de Rabbanan is a violation of Los Asser. Not listening to the Rabbanan is an Isra of Los Asser. The Rambam says that in Mamrim. The Rambam says discusses that elsewhere as well, in Sefer HaMitzvahs and other places. That's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam says, if I don't listen even to a Din de Rabbanan, every Gzeir, Takan, every Minog. So, that is the Rambam. The main problem with the Ramban, with the Rambam, is the Ramban's question on the Rambam. Again, there are various ones. We're going to focus on one. The strongest question that the Ramban has on the Rambam, that we have now on the next page, which is really repeated page one. I just put two of my previous packets together. Says the Ramban now on the left side. But who's atzal savor sheish bechlal? This is in Shorash Aleph. Who savor sheish bechlal avdu lo sasser kol mashu midivrei chachamim? The Rambam thinks that lo sasser, don't turn away from the Rabbanan, it includes everything, not only how they interpret the Torah, but he said beferish, even dinim de Rabbanan. If I don't light Hanukkah candles, the Rambam says that's an isser daraisa of lo sasser. If I don't do netilas yadayim, it's an isser daraisa of lo sasser. Right, this, if I don't say Hallel this Wednesday, tomorrow night's Rosh Chodesh, if I don't say Hallel this Wednesday, it's a minug. I violate the Isser Daraisa of Lo Sasser. That's what it seems to be. Kegon Mikra Megillah v'Ner Chanukah, Oshim in Takanis v'Siyagim, B'sar Of B'chalav, Shnios La'Rayas, Pesha Kumbaseh, davening every day, saying 100 brachas. All of these. If I violate any of these, I violate Lo Sasser. And he continues and then quotes the Rambam in Mitzvah Kufay and Dalid, which is the Rambam on Lo Sasser. So Nitzavinu, see on the bottom of the column, Nitzavinu l'shmoa b'kol bezen agadol v'lasos kol ma sheyitzvu v'in hefresh bazeh b'in adavar sheyiruhu osho yisiu behekish o, continuing, o adavar sheyeskimo olav, or they agree to. And he continues and he says that it's an outgrowth of Zakin Mamre. This is the Shita of the Rambam. Fine. But now the Ramban says his major question. Vihine, on the left side, this is on page Yutes now, in the Hasagas. Vihine harav bonechoma gavoha. You're right, I'm in the middle of page two. Vihine harav bonechoma gavoha saviv l'demir chachamim. The Ramban is building a big wall, a big fence around the words of the Rabbanan. Aval hi keperetz nofel nivne bechoma nizgava. It's going to fall down. Asha pit'om lefeta yavo shivra lefishi svar nefsedes brov makomos betalmud. Says, I don't agree with this. According to the Rambam, Hamishtamish b'mechubar, somebody who uses a tree. Mishtamish b'mechubar, it's a drabanan. Can't use a tree on Shabbos. Kigon, she nismoch ala ilon, leaning on a tree. O she metaltal amachat, michemel itzel b'shabbos. It's a drabanan amuksa. O shamal agoy, or amir lakum. Afilo hipsi apsi agasa. Over la seva lo sasim in a Torah. V'roi lukos malkas arboim. So for every is a drabanan, you should get Malkus. And the Rambam says, you know, because it's a lav shenitin lashas mizabezdin. He nil dvarav lokehu. So according to the Rambam, there are shitas in the Tanoim that lav shenitin lashas mizabezdin, a lav which has misa connected to it, you can get Malkus. So according to those shitos, every Isser Drabanan is going to get Malkus. V'roi lepirusho hadas azul hachmer ma'od b'divri sofrim. Shekulam toreim ein b'neim shum hefresh. That's the key lines for us. The Rambam Ban says, according to the Rambam, there should be no difference between the Rabbanans and Daraisas, and you should go to Chumrah. By Daraisas too? By the Rabbanans too? I'm sorry. How do you ever have the principle of Savi Darabanan Kula, according to the Rambam? If every Darabanan is really a Daraisa, that's the Ramban's Bam Kasha, so how do you ever have the principle of Safek Darabanan Kula? Turn over the page. And Rabboseinu B'chol HaTalmud Omrim Hefich. All over Shas, we have principles of being makel by the Rabbanans. Shem Dana called the Risa from Lahakel. Mima Meham Miisurin, Sveka Daraisa Lachor Sveka Rabbanan Kula, and some say Hanach Chameitz Rabbanan, or you could believe by Truma Rabbanan, all these cases. Haminuk Tanim, Shem Ruin Lahayid, B'digas Chameitz Rabbanan, Truman Rabbanan. So you see there are differences between Rabbanan and Daraisas. So how could the Rambam say that it automatically is included in the Isser of Lo Sasser? So that is the main question that we're going to deal with. Okay, first we're going to try to answer that question with a couple of answers, and then we're going to try to deal with the Ramban's own Shita, which that's not as focused on the world of Lo Sasser. World of Lo Sasser. Okay, this is just one part of it. Okay, so how do you answer? Again, it's Bikasha, Savi Darabana Lakula. If every Drabanan is really a Daraisa, according to the Rambam, Lo Sasser, so then how do you deal with all the principles of Drabanan? Number one. So number one, Simi, is what just said. Maybe, and this is seen in some of the formulations that we just read. I glossed over them because I didn't want to make a big deal about it. But if you look at some of the formulations, maybe the Rambam is only saying it regarding the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Sanhedrin HaGadol. Laws that the Sanhedrin HaGadol makes, that's included in Lo Sasser. Maybe that's included. That's suggested by the Marganisa Tava and the Leif Sameach, two of the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And if you look in the Rambam, he does say Bezen HaGadol sometimes. If you want to look back in Ilchas Mamrim, that's the context. The context of Ilchas Mamrim is Bezen HaGadol. If you want to look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he, the Ramban quoted it. The Ramban quoted it on the bottom of page 1. The bottom of page 1, he says, Nistavino l'shmo v'kol Bezen HaGadol v'lasos kol mashi yitzavu. The Chulu. So he does mention Bezen HaGadol in a number of places. So that's what the Marganisa Tava suggests. Sorry? And the context of the Pesukim talking about Bezen HaGadol. Right. The context of the Pesukim talking about Bezen HaGadol. The question is, let's just read it. Vanir Ali says the Marganisa Tava, Bishav Shidas HaRambam, Lusug Yizu, Debrachas Anal, Deish Lomar Duk, Kakad HaRambam, Sifra HaGadol, In Mamrim, Bechulu, Gzeiras Takanasu Min Hagim, Shegazru B'Tignu V'Nigo Bezen HaGadol, Shemir Shalayim. And in a Chinami, according to the Rambam, if the Bezen HaGadol was the one that made Muksa, the one that made right the early Takanas, you would say Sabik Daraisa L'Chumra in those cases. Because those Rabbanans are Daraisas. That's what we would say. And he quotes, that's what the Rambam says. He says on line 14 now, he did the most of the Dvar, that filu gazer bezer gadol shibir shalayim, chus to lishkas ha-gazes, ala mi shepashtek zeirasa v'takanasa b'chol Yisrael, ein b'chol takanasa v'minhagam lo asa. It's only bezer gadol in Yerushalayim. Api amakom ha-shei erucha, like the Pesukim say. So it fits in beautifully to the Pesukim, and it fits into some of the Lashonos of the Rambam. So says the, so that's one idea. That's one idea that is suggested. Is it mefurish? I don't know if it's mefurish. It's some formulations. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam says, right before, I didn't give it to you, but if the Minyan HaKatzar, right before Mishnah Torah, he says, Lishmoa mikol bezdin agadol sheyamdu lehem liYisrael. Listen to all any bezdin agadol. Lishmoa lechol bezdin agadol. That is his lashon in the Minyan. Minyan HaKatzar. My kuf ayin dalet. That is, there's one idea of the Marganisa Tava. Right, I'm just looking into if in the Frankel, if he changed it at all. No, he doesn't. L'shmo ha-mikol bezen ha-gadol she'amdu lahem li-Yisrael. So, yeah, this is one suggestion. It's interesting that if it's so pashit, most Achronim did not give the suggestion. Right, and they also read the Rambam. The Ar Sameach does not think this is the suggestion. The Mabit, the Kiryat Sefer, does not think this is the suggestion. But it's good. I mean, well, because according to that, what Lo Sasha doesn't apply throughout the generations. Throughout all the generations. The Rambam doesn't limit this. But no Heges, the Sefer Chinuch, if I remember correctly, doesn't limit this to the Gimel. So the small one, the Chinuch to the left. Left, right there. If you look in the Chinuch, he does not limit it, and to say that this is something that will be limited to, I'll just read to you the Chinuch, I have it open now, he always says at the end, V'no Heges. Yeah, he says, V'no Heges mitzvah zu l'in yizakin mamrei bizman abayis, u'lin yinachiyuv, aleinu l'shmo l'divrei chachameinu hakadmonim, ve'al gedoleinu b'chak mazatorah v'shavteinu, shebidoreinu. He says a beferish, and the chinuch is usually going in his understanding of the Rambam. If he's arguing on the Rambam in a few places, he usually says, the Rambam doesn't say this. So this is how he understands the Rambam, not limited to Bezen HaGadol. That's mitzvah tof tzadik vav in the Sefer HaChinuch. So what are other answers that we could give for the Rambam against the Ramban's attack of how do you have the principle of Savi Drabana Lakula if every Drabana really turns into a Doraisa? So, beautiful answer, which is given by many. We'll see it in short, and then we'll see it in a more expanded answer. It could be suggested as two answers. So I'll suggest it as two, even though they're very similar. First, we'll see the Ran. The Ran in one of the Drushes. Drushes are Ran. It's also suggested in the Megillas Esther. The Ramban himself has a line in Sefer HaMitzvahs where he suggests this, and he rejects it immediately. Says the Ran, right here in the bracketed point. There are two things about this lav. We have to listen to what they say. That's the takanos. Lufichach. Call over me'ashvus and over below sasim and Torah, shem below sasur. Right, this is like the Rambam Sheet. Every time you violate a Durabana, you're going to violate lo sasur. Ein hefresh, meaning what's the other understanding? There's only the Daraisa laws. Their interpretation of the Daraisa laws, not the Rabbanans. But this is the Rambam's Chiddush. Ein nefesh bina metalto machan michama lezel b'shabbos o yotzi b'sandal mesumer k'maisha shahaya lo'ochal chelev u'lechorish b'shar v'chamor. Unbelievable. It's what the Rambam says, but the Ran explicates it. There's no difference between eating a piece of treif and doing kilai behema and violating muksa in the world of lo sasur. It's all lo sasur. Ah, yumasha omer b'gemara. The Ran knew his great-grand Rebbe's question. He knew the Ramban's question. Umasha amru begemara sfeikad rabbanan lakula ve'aminu akatanim b'shel devrayim v'lo ha'amidu devrayim b'makam hefsin mamon uvede kavad abriyas v'simchas yantif. Right, all those rabbanan heterim, 6 words. That's his answer. Kol zehu mipnei shekach hisnu. This is because it's built in. What we would call kahaygavna lo tiknu. The Rabbanan themselves, when they made their law, they said, our law is only a law when it's a Vaday Durabbanan. The second that it's a Suffolk Durabbanan, it's zero Durabbanan. Kahai Gavlo Tukir, it's a built-in allowance. Zeo Dasa Rambam. This is the Rambam Shita. And this is what he writes in Sefer HaMitzvot and Hilchos Mamrim, says the Ran. Right, this is what others suggest. Kahai gavna lo tiknu. When the second that you get to the world of Savik Durabbanan, it's not that you have to go lakula. The Durabbanan disappears mineyu bay when it comes to a Durabbanan. When it's a Vaday Durabbanan, if I violate a Vaday Durabbanan, I violate a Vaday Daraisa. But if it's a Savik Durabbanan, so then memela, the whole thing disappears. And there is no Durabbanan. A Savik Durabbanan is no Durabbanan. And therefore, kahai gavna lo tiknu, the Rambam is defended. A second idea. That answers the case of Suffolk, right? That doesn't answer cases. Let's say, oh, this is only a context Durabbanan, and therefore, Sakai Durabbanan, we could be Makel. Right, so, right, you might, right, what do you mean? It's only Durabbanan, there's less at stake, but it's still Los Asser, if it's Vaday. You're right, this would not answer the cases of Vaday. But a lot of the cases are because it's a Suffolk, and it's a Durabbanan, Petigas Chametz. A lot of times, it's a Suffolk, whether there's Chametz there. So it's a suffix about the Messias. Or other the cases by Truma, you're not sure if he's a Kohen or not. A lot of the cases of all the ones that he quoted, I'm sure if there's others that are not, but they're all suffix type of cases. Something's, you're not sure what to do. So that's why you have to be, that you're allowed to be Mako. Why you're allowed to be Mako? Because it's a case of suffix, so it doesn't get off the ground. Okay. A third idea, suggestion. Again, 2, 3, and 4 are similar, but we're going to separate them. A third idea suggested by the Meshech Chachma. I heard this all. I heard this separately from Rav Rosenzweig first many years ago, and then it was found in the Meshech Chachma as well. Next page. Reisi levar bezetas haRambam b'sharsha. Let me explain the shita of the Rambam. I think we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a couple of summers ago. The al kol davar midivrei chachamim over below saser. The Rambam says, and again, the Meshech Chachma is not happy with suggesting that it's only bezin agadol. He's maybe like Fachinach, he does not seem to say that. What, Minhagim? How many Minhagim did they institute? Not too many Minhagim. Well, the example seems like it has to be a mitzvah that applies always. And the Ramban, he says, Herach Ba'otzim Pilpulo. The Ramban has many kashas on the Rambam. And set next column, Banochi Afra Va'efer Tachas Raglav. I'm a nothing. Who am I? But, you know what? I got to defend my Rebbe. I got to defend the Rambam. V'yikr huzeh. Says the Meshech Chachma. Ki HaTorah Ratzta. The Torah wants. Asher milvad in yonim hanitzchiyim akayamim laad, besides the eternal laws that are actually in the Torah, yischadesh in yonim siyagim azharos v'chumros, there will be over time laws, warnings, siyagim, fences, stringencies, asher yiyu zmaniyim, that will be temporary in nature. Sometimes there will be laws that won't last eternally. Hainu, sheib yad chachamim lahosef apika dharma nimsalem. The chachamim, if they see a door that needs something, they'll say, this is us, sir. They'll say, this is what happens, has to be done. And they never meant it to stay forever and ever. But sometimes you have that. It's not so often, but you have sometimes drabanas. For example, I don't know, pasakum. So how long did pasakum last? Never really lasted. Because xerishin, din, xerishin, sibri lamudbo. So that's why pasakum today is a chumrah. It's not a din. It's not like Chol of Yisrael. It's not like Yayin, right? All the other, all the Gvina, all of the other Xeras that are intact. And if later on, if a Bezdin makes up a law, and later on the Bezdin sees fit to change it, right, they can be mevatel it. Ulama'an, and so that, shelo yimsa ish echad leimar ani aroeh, ve'eini kafuf l'chachma Yisrael, and so that one person can't get up and say, well, I'm not listening to the rabbis. That's why we have a principle of osasser, to keep the Judaism together. You have one leader. You have one leader. Continuing. The last line. V'yispar ha-kesher ha-kloli. If you allow people to do whatever they want, the whole knot will be taken apart. Ma'ashem isnagit l'rasam Hashem, she'yeh am echol l'shmol l'chachamim. Hashem wants them to listen to the Rabbanan. V'yim lo yishmu over and below sasser. V'yim kain. So let's think about this for a minute, says Mamesh HaChachma. There are eternal laws. Those are the ones in the Torah. And then there are laws that aren't eternal. They are what the Rabbanan make up. But it could be that it's not gonna, in 100 years from now, they're going to change it. So what's the importance of listening to the Rabbanan? Not so much the content of what they said, but the fact that they said it. To listen. Imkein ha-mitzvah dafka lishmoa masha yomru. Aval ha-inyan batzmo sha-amru v'chitshu. That which they said, the content? After they didn't miscabal what's in a bore. Who says Hashem's happy with it? We don't know. But Hashem wants you to listen to them for the greater security of the system. V'im yamod bezden ha-gadol. Achar ha-gadol. V'yivar ta'usam. If they made a mistake, oshu davar shi'an tzibir yochol lamod. V'yazo hefak with a mutter. Right, like a Behuda was showing Mishcha, the oil, Prisbal says I would, Shmuel said that would be Mavatalit. Right, all of these various examples. The key by Lo Sasser is not that so much what they said, but that they said it. The key is listening to them. And then he gives a mashal, turning the page. It's a beautiful mashal. He says, what's the mashal of this? Mar B'malthus. The king says, I want to build a road through your backyard. I say, no. The king says, you know, if you don't let me build your road, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to kill you. And the person says, tough luck. The person says, Chayav Misa. Mar B'malchus. Does Hashem care about this road? Is this road a mitzvah daraisa to build? No. But it's that the king said it. And that's the ish, that's the halacha Mar B'malchus. So similarly, says the Mesh HaChachma, that's the halacha of Lo Sasur. You have to listen to the Rabbanan. That's the point. So now we come to answering the kasha of the Ramban. What was the Ramban's kasha? Oh, in a case of Safek, Lo Sasur, is the Rabban is daraisa. Says the Mesh HaChachma, no. The Ato, second column. Nivar kolasagosav. Ki mesafkalon bedivrei Torah, shemahu chazir. If I have a suffik d'oraisa, maybe this is treif, maybe this is pig. Im kain. Af imlotziva habore al suffik, bechozo shemahu chazir. Im kain achano chazir, davar matua be'emes. If I have a suffik d'oraisa, so then I can't eat it. I have to be machmir. Why? Because if it's true that this is chazir, so that I'm eating something that is metuaf to Hashem, that is disgusting, it's an abomination to Hashem, because this is inherently evil, what God told me not to eat. Aval, if it's Shabbos, I'm not sure what day Shabbos is, so I'm going to take my chances, I'm going to do a malacha today, hoping it's not Shabbos. But that is, you can't do that, because, I mean, there's a concept of Dovr Shein Miskaven, and Segregation, there's concepts, but if you're taking your chances, but if it is Shabbos, you're doing something wrong, Bavadai. But by a suffik derabanan, what am I doing wrong? If it's suffik, so that I'm not acting, I'm not going against the rabbis. I'm not acting in a rebellious way. It's not a maisa mered. Part of the definition of the Isser of Lo Sasur, explains the Mesh HaChachma, is the maisa mered against the rabbis. And that's only if there's a vaday din there, is it a maisa mered. If it's a suffik, so then I can take my chances, because there's nothing inherently us, or the issue is listening to them. But once it's a suffik, so then there is no problem of a suffik ayur of imkain. Kiva she'inyan hazeh ino b'prat ratzon ha-borei, rak she'siva l'shmo aleihem. Imkain lo nikra, mi she'ino osakin, ino shem yabakolam. Umadua lo yeh mutter. The maisa mered id is part of what is required for the Isra of Lo Sasser. This fits in very nicely. I didn't give you the piece, but in the continuation, the Mesh HaChachma went through that. This fits in nicely to the concept that Isurei Daraisa are Isurei Chefsa, while Isurei Darabanan are Isurei Gavra. Not everybody agrees to that, but this fits in nicely to that, because the Daraisas are the inherently evil, poisonous items. So those are Isurei Chefsa. The Rabbanan don't have the power to change atoms, to change molecules of, if something's mutter to shake it aser, they could regulate our behavior. So Isurei Gavra, but not Isurei Chafsa. So that fits in very nicely to this suggestion that it's the Maisa merit against the Rabbanan of the Gavra, that's the problem when it comes to the Rabbanan. And therefore, it wouldn't be a violation of Losasur unless it's done in a rebellious fashion. And if it's Safek, by definition, it's not a rebellious fashion. Hilchas Mamrim, right? Hilchas Mamrim, that's why it is. Good. One final suggestion for the Rambam, and there's number four we'll have it as. Number one was the Margarisa Tava, the only Bezan Agadol. Then we had the Ran, Kai Gavna Lotignu. Then we had the Meshach Chachma, the Maisa Mered. And number four, also similar to the previous one, but he says it in a little different way. The Kiryat Sefer, the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, quotes the question of the Ramban, and then he says on line one, Va'omer Ani, no! The Rambam doesn't mean that every time I violate a Drabanan, I eat a chicken cheeseburger, I violate Los Asur. Right? Ella, ba'asehu, but what is this mitzvah about? La'ahodos ulaham and amashiyizri v'izkunushu chayav lasoso. I have to believe in the authority of the Rabbanan. If I have a taiva, and just like I have a Yetzirah and I violate Averis, so I violate Averis. But that doesn't mean that it's Losasur. Losasur is when I don't do it out of a recognition and out of a hashkafa that they don't have the authority to make such a law, to make such a minhag. That's Losasur. Says the Kiryat Sefer. K'moshe Kasav, K'lamamin, B'moshe Abenu, V'saraso, Chayav Lismoch, Maisa Adas Aleim, V'lishayin Aleim, V'chein Alav Ahu, Shelo Lachlok Aleim, B'mashe Yorah, Filu B'gzeris. But what is that? That's somebody who's cholik on their Iker Hora'a. Line 14, V'alavu, Mashu Hefechzeh, She'in Amodel Adivrayim, V'cholik Aleim, Zenikra Over B'inyin Z'alavzeh, Avo Misha Over Aldavashu Durabana Lahana Aso, Ola Toaso, Ola Teavon, even Bebezid, as violating the Chachamim. And the Gemara says, Pois Gedi Yishchenu Nachash. But that's not Losasur. How can you be Makel by Drabanans? You can be Makel in regular case of Drabanans. You have a subject about a Drabanan. That's not a subject about Losasur. Losasur is where I reject a mitzvah. I reject a mitzvah, even if it's a Drabanan mitzvah. I reject a mitzvah. That's the principle of Losasur. Believe that they can do it, that they have the power, that I gave them the power, and that I want you to understand their power. Okay, that is all the shita of the Rambam, the problem of the Ramban, and the four suggestions. Now let's move over to the Ramban for a minute. So the Ramban usually is the one that's all in the Ramban asks the kasha, and the Rambam gets the limelight. But let's think about it for a minute. According to the Ramban, so listening to the Rabbanan is not included in Losasur. So what's the source in the Torah for listening to the Rabbanan? They ask that question for the Ramban. So why, me to Oraisa, why do I have to listen to the rabbis? According to the Rambam, it's beautiful, because it says Losasur. But according to the Ramban, you had such a great kasha, but what's your shita? What is the source in the Torah that I have to listen to the Rabbanan? Losasur, according to the Ramban, only includes, let's say, the Oraisa's drushes that they make. But what about Takanas to Rabbanan? What's the source that I have to listen to God's Rabbanan? That they have the authority to make it. So that's the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Perkei Avos, Asusiyot LaTorah. We know the fact that they could make it, there are sources for it. But the fact that I have a chiv to listen to it, and if not, and I'm violating something, where does that come from? Right, the first Mishnah of Perkei Avos, the Rabbi Tanura quotes, Asusiyot LaTorah, Geder Shelo Yavuli Gabeser Torah. The Rabbanan have the power to make Yisurei to Rabbanans. Shnius LaRayas, Shrus LaShavas, Dichsiv, Ushmartim Es Mishmarti. Guard my mishmeres. Asu mishmeres lo mishmarti. Right, make a mishmeres. So that's the source that they could do it. So one might say, well, it's a natural outgrowth. If they could do it, it must be they're not doing it for their own good. They're doing it for Klal Yisrael's good. You have to listen. So that would be one source. Maybe this is the source. The same pasuk that gives them the power to create the laws implicitly tells us that you have to listen to the laws. Because why else would they be making laws if there was no impetus and chiyuv to listen to them. Okay, that's one. Maybe it's implicit in the assumes that we must keep them. That's one idea. But there's another idea, and we'll finish up. This is an idea that's come up in I mentioned it in various sashirim, but it's really one of the most fundamental ideas that's mentioned by Rabbi Chanan. It's mentioned by Rav Asher Weiss. in various contexts. Rabbi Chanan has this in Kuntres Tevri Sofer, where he deals with this. Why? Os Tesvav, where you have that on page Tzadik. V'tema gadola lo markein. De'im kein me'eza tam anu chayevan l'shmo lohen. V'shlo lavra al devrayim. Achrei she'in lonu shum tzivi b'tara al ze'lo mikro lo mi'alach lo mi'svara. Right, so what's the source for listening for the Rabbanan according to the Ramban? Says the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Do you know why? Where it's underlined, next column, Yesh Lomar Dehu Adin B'chol HaMitzvos Be'isurin Shal Divreihem Hiskima Daitan Ladas HaMakom. We know, you get the sense from the Torah, from the Psukim of Lo Sasor, from the Psukim of Ushmat Mishmarti, that this is what God wants. And that's also a basis for halacha. The fifth Shulchan Aruch, one might call it. Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is the phrase that Rav Asher Weiss uses. The Rav Chanan says, Hiskima Daitel Razamakom, Uladugma, Kishazur Shnias Larayas. When they answered Shnios, all the secondary arayas, Gam Ratzon Hashem is Baruch Hayakain, Shin Nigzar Alatzmenu Shnios. Elish Lotzim Azamafurish. For whatever reason, he wanted to give the Rabbanon the power of creativity to come up with their own laws. But it's not that he didn't have it in mind. He for sure had it in mind. Save the place for a minute. We'll come back. But if you look, I gave you the last page of the packet. I think I gave you the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin. Did I give that to you? Yeah. I think I gave it to you. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, where the Ritva says, whenever you have the concept of Asmachta, Asmachta, oh, you have a Dindra Rabbana, no, and you find a very Dachuk hint in the Torah. The Ritva says, no, that's not a Dachuk hint. Really, you don't need any hint. All they're showing there is that Hashem, it was mechavein to all of these laws and mitzvahs that the Rabbanim make. He just wasn't mitzavid beferish. But the Rabbanim then went back and found the hints to it. But it's not that the hint is the source for the din. But asmachta is serious, says the, unless it's asmachta bi'almahu. But if it's asmachta, it's real asmachta, the Ritva says, we have to take it seriously. We assume that is what? That is a hint to what Hashem wants from us. Back to Rabbi Chanan, Os Yurches, Omehai Taima Anu Chayevim Lasos Kedevrayim. Why do we have to listen to them? Shari Anu Mekayim Avazer Razan Hashem Yisparech. Shizkim Al Daitin L'Daito. He was asking to Moshe Rabbeinu's suggestions and the Rabbanans. Mikal Makom, Kivan, Shalobo, Alem, Tzivim Mefurish B'Torah, Hin Kalami Devrei Torah Mefurashin. Before that, they still are called the Rabbanans. We have to follow them because Hashem wants us to, but because Hashem didn't tell us to do it directly, it has separate dinim. And he says this explains many, many halachas. We're not going to go, many stories. We're not going to go through all of them. But he says, just for example, beautiful, he says this also might explain a pasuk in discussions in Tanakh. If you look at Os Chaf Gimel, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Ubanu es bamos habal. They built Avodah Zarah altars. Lisrofes b'nei ba'esh, to burn their children in fire. Alos labal asher lo tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo also libi. I didn't command them to do it. I didn't tell them to do it. And I had no idea they were going to do it. What's the three lashonos? Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo also libi. Says the Targum. Lo pakidis baraisi. I didn't command it in my Torah. V'lo shalchis b'yad avdei nevi'ai. Right? And I didn't commanded by my Nevi'im. V'lo rav akadamai, and it's not my ratzon. What do you see there? Says the Rav Chanan, beautiful. There are three areas of Torah. Number one, tzivui, God commands. Number two, dibur. Dibur is, let's say, Hashem said it to a Navi to tell us. And number three, ratzon Hashem bilvad. God appreciates it. And he says that also helps explain this idea, Bilam HaRasha. If you don't read Rashi, if you just read the text of the Torah, it doesn't look like Bilam's doing something totally so bad. Bilam says, I don't want to go. I can't do anything that Hashem doesn't want me to do. Right? I can't violate Pi Hashem. And then he goes, but he says, whatever Hashem tells me, I'm gonna say. Just read the text. Doesn't seem, obviously Chazal, no. And later on we know he was killed by Cheref. But if we look closely, he's really saying this idea that he is showing what a low person he is. Because he says, immediately Balak Malik Beiso Kesef Azov, if Balak gives me a whole house of gold and silver, La'ucha Lavar, S.P. Hashem. He knew that God didn't want him to go. And he went anyway. He went anyway. Because he was only going by what P. Hashem, what Hashem said. Hashem didn't tell me not to go? I don't have to worry about Ratzon Hashem. What? It's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Right? Sometimes we have to say, like, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Sometimes it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. We just have to use our heads. Avol be'emes, av she'yeda vilvam heitev, ke'elichas l'kalos Yisrael hu nekad rasan Hashem, he didn't care about it. And he went anyway. He went anyway. That's Rav Elchanan. So, Rav Asher Weiss says this about the concept of, I didn't quote it here, because we've quoted it in other shiurim, Tzar Balechayim, 11 sources in the Rishonim for Tzar Balechayim. Not one source in Shas. The Gemara mentions it, but, so what's the source of Tzar Balechayim? How can there be 11 sources? The answer is that there's no source. It's Ratzon Hashem. You know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. He says it about Tzar Balechayim and about Chinuch. The mitzvah of Chinuch. Mitzvah de Rabbanan. It's what, Midaraisa, you don't have to give your kids an education. Midarabbanan. Oh! Jewish education. Of course not! It's Ratzon Hashem, the details of the Rabbanan. But the fact you have to give your kids an education, ki yadatev l'man asher yitzav, es banan, es beso achrav, that's a concept of Daraisa. And one final one where we see this. And this is the source, according to the Ramban, why we have to listen to the Rabbanan. Because we know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Dar Sameach says it in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. A major problem that we know of in the Shita of the Rambam is that if you look in all of his 613, there is no mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is not there in the Rambam. He has Sipur on the Pesach night, but he doesn't have Zechira. The question is why? So some say that Reb Chaim says, which seems to be the Emes L'Amita in the Rambam, says it is there. It's just part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Because the Rambam is the Rishon that holds that all three parshas of Kriyas Shema are part of the mitzvah. The Ramban says only the first pasuk. Rashi says the first parsha. Tosafot says the first two parshas. And the Rambam says all three parshas. What is the third parsha? Do with Kriyas Shema. Part of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim is Zeich Ani Yisrael Kecham Asher Sisias Chameres Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim says it is included. Sisias Mitzrayim. But others say no. Maybe the Rambam thinks it's Durabanan. It's Durabanan. Ask the Or Sameach Durabanan. You know what this tells me? Says the Or Sameach. There are different kinds of Durabanans. There's Durabanans to remember an event, Chanukah and Purim. There are Durabanans as Gzeres. And then there are Durabanans, just what the Rabbanan think that Hashem would appreciate. Hafakas Ratzon Habore. That's what he says. It was underlined, Yesh takanes chachamim she'ein zeh mishum mishmeres u'kumon etilos yadayim, v'yesh shehu mishum inyonim she'nizchacho achrei matan Torah, Megillah. V'yesh inyanim shehem lahafakas ratzon haborei afim lo hitil v'lo hichmid b'toras chova. Because they kasher ro Rashi Knesia, when the Hashgachas Gadol saw that this would be something that God would appreciate, they said, "Let's do it." Zech Nesias Mitzrayim. It's not in the Torah. They said, according to the Rambam's view, it's not a separate mitzvah, but obviously God would appreciate it to remember the whole basis, to remember Lech Lechach Rabamidbar, to remember that relationship. So he says that's Hashlamas Rasan Abor Yisparach, that's the Reb Elchanan's Rasan Hashem, and that is the source for the Ramban's having to listen to the Rabbanan. So again, we got to discuss a little bit about Lo Sasur, the Ramam Shita, how do you get out of the problem of somebody Rabbanan Lakula? Either it is only limited to Bezin HaGadol, number one, or maybe number two, Kaigavna Lotiknu, maybe number three, you need a Maisa Mered, maybe number four, only applies if you're doing it to undermine the authority of the Rabbanan. And the that's all the Rambam, but the Rambam, what's his source? So he said, either it's implicit in the allowance, the authority to give them, allow them to make the laws, or something deeper, maybe it's just Rasan Hashem, which we see in various other contexts. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue, figure out next week, I have a busy week, to try to figure out what night to give a shir, but I'll do my best.